Hey everyone, Jake Cotter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide to getting some well-deserved shut-eye. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, chugging along with a million thoughts at full speed? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super important today. Prioritising your mental health in this crazy, go-go-go world. We all know the dual deadlines, emails, social obligations, that ever-growing to-do list that seems to multiply by itself every night. It can feel like there's no time for anything else, let alone taking care of our own mental well-being. But trust me, making time for your mind is not selfish, it's essential. You wouldn't try to run a car on empty, right? Your brain needs fuel too. Here are 5 things that can really help you prioritize your mental health even when life feels like a whirlwind. First off, make conscious decisions about how you spend your time. We all have those little pockets of time throughout the day waiting for the bus, in line at the coffee shop. Instead of scrolling through social media, try using those moments for something that actually nourishes your mind. A quick meditation app session, a few minutes of journaling, or even just deep breathing exercises can make a world of difference. You'd be surprised how much clarity you can gain from taking just a few minutes to unplug and recharge. Second, remember that saying no is not a 4-letter word. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. You don't have to say yes to everything that comes your way. Learn to politely decline requests that will drain you or push you beyond your limits. You deserve to prioritize your own well-being, and saying no sometimes is a powerful way to do just that. Third, embrace the power of nature. Studies show that even just spending a few minutes outdoors can have a positive impact on your mood and mental clarity. Take a walk in the park, sit under a tree, listen to the birds chirping, whatever gets you connected with the natural world. It's amazing how much stress melts away when you're surrounded by greenery and fresh air. Fourth, don't underestimate the importance of connecting with loved ones. Strong social connections are crucial for mental well-being. Make time for meaningful conversations with friends and family, even if it's just a quick phone call or video chat. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with people who care about you can be incredibly therapeutic and help you feel less alone in the world. And finally, remember to practice self-care. This isn't about pampering yourself, though that's definitely nice sometimes. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Maybe that means reading a good book before bed, taking a warm bath, getting some exercise, or simply allowing yourself some quiet time to relax and recharge. Think about this. Imagine you're running a marathon. You wouldn't expect to finish strong without proper training, nutrition, and rest, right? The same goes for your mental health. Taking breaks, practicing self-care, and making time for activities that bring you joy are essential for staying mentally fit and resilient in the long run. Let me tell you a quick story about how this actually played out in my life. Remember those crazy deadlines I mentioned earlier? Well, last month, I was neck deep in a project with a looming deadline. I was stressed, sleep-deprived, and starting to feel burned out. Instead of letting myself get swept away by the chaos, I took a step back and implemented some of these strategies. I carved out 30 minutes each morning for meditation, said no to a couple of extra commitments, and made sure to take regular walks in the park during my lunch breaks. Guess what? Not only did I finish the project on time, but I also felt more energized, focused, and in control throughout the entire process. It was a game changer. So remember, prioritizing your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Make small changes today that will add up to big improvements in your well-being over time. You deserve to feel your best, both mentally and physically. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite strategies for taking care of your mental health? Share them with us on social media using #nightlycomtips. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks for a good night's sleep and a happier, healthier you. Until next time, sleep tight.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.